what was really pleasing today was our defence. It was well organised. We pushed hard off the line. We know we can attack, but today our defence was excellent. And any chances we had, I think we finished most of them, and that was the difference between the two sides.
The thing is too that, I mean, before this game you had 20 points and that was virtually like 5 victories, the 4 bonus points making the difference. But I mean, going on now to the Easter break, you're away to Bangor, or sort of the Christmas break, you're away to Bangor next week, and the way Bangor have been going, their form's been up and down. I saw them against City of Derry, and it's hard to judge what they're like, but a few points from the Bangor game would set you into 2019 on a good platform.
Again, Bangor presents a different set of problems for us. Over the last couple of seasons, we've only got 1 point off them. So they have a big set of forwards, so we have to match them up front. And if we can get parity in the set piece, I think we've the back line to match or beat anybody at the minute.
The thing is that probably haven't seen you boys 3 or 4 times this year. Maybe one we were in a facet could be the set piece, which Bangor would maybe target.
Without a doubt they will. We've come through the junior leagues without much of a set piece. We cope with it as well as we can. We work hard on it. It's improving week by week. It is an area which we know we could be stronger in. Just imagine what we could do if we had a brilliant set piece.
Well, with the backs and the way they can counter, I mean, it would certainly be good. But as it depends, of course, on the weather. But, I mean, the word gets round, and we all know that we weaknesses are taken on. But the boys, I'm sure, after today will be very happy. And as I say, they've nothing to lose going to Bangor next week. They've had a very, very good half start to the season, in the sense you've played 8 games and you're now sitting with 25 points. You'll still be in 4th position, depending on how other results go. So there's everything to play for, and it would be nice to get a few points before they have a wee rest at Christmas.
Absolutely. It is the proverbial one game at a time, but that's the way we approach every game. The next one's Bangor. We'll train for it. We'll do our homework on it. We'll plan for them, and we'll go up there confident, but knowing that they have a big set piece, and we'll have to counteract that in some way and try and take any opportunities that we get.
Well, I think that last year, actually after the game at Harlequins, whenever really it could have went either way, I spoke to Bill, the coach, and you know, he said next year we're going to get it harder, because this year we're a wee bit of an unknown quantity. But I think the unknown quantity has come out well, and certainly if I'd been talking to you at the start of the season and said you'll have 25 points after the first 8 games, I think everybody would have been very happy.
I would take 25 points. I think the leagues this year is actually harder than it was last year. The teams in it are very evenly matched. There's no poor sides in it at all. I think we've improved from last year. We set ourselves high targets and high standards. So we want to push on. So yes, we know the weaknesses. We're trying to work hard on them. We're trying to improve every week, and I think we are.
Well, actually, look, as I say, it's been a rough old season so far. Today was pretty cold for everybody concerned, but at least the last home result will keep all the spectators happy and ready to come out in 2019. And, of course, you'll have to up the standards again.
Absolutely, and credit to Sea Point today, because even though they went behind, they tried to play rugby. They've got a side that try and move the ball like we do. So it was a great game from both teams, and fairly testing conditions, and I hope that warmed the spectators up a bit. Certainly did with me.